You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday, the 27th of October, 2025. It's the day where the Australian share market rose, the S&P ASX 200 up 0.4% to 9,055. It was a day of broad-based gains across the index, 9 of 11 sectors ending higher, the best performing including energy, information technology and financial. For more on his take on the day's market action and for his outlook for gold and critical minerals, I spoke with Elio DeMar, Executive Director at Enviro Invest. Earlier, what's driving the market higher today?
Well, I think really a possible trade deal between the US and China is really what's driving sentiment, leading some to believe that maybe the worst of any possible trade war could be over. The fact that recent tariffs also haven't contributed significantly to inflation is also helping the broader sentiment. And I think a bit of bargain buying is to be had, especially with the market at relatively close to all-time highs.
Now, it's a huge week for global interest rates. We've got the likes of the Bank of Canada, the ECB, the Bank of Japan meeting this week. But the real big one will be the US Federal Reserve. Is there a common theme, though, for lower global interest rates? And what is that likely to mean for shares?
Yeah, I sort of touched on this a little bit before because there was significant fear around rampant inflation and that is somewhat taking a bit of a back seat at the moment, particularly with interest rates on what would appear to be a downward cycle. But of course, as you mentioned, though, everyone will be watching the US and I think they're going to cut rates over there on account of inflation pretty much coming in at 3% for the full year, which did catch many by surprise. I think lower interest rates generally are good for investment markets as a whole. Any downward shift or continued downward shift should be supportive of our businesses and therefore their profits. I think generally that any further cuts to interest rates overseas or domestically may very well lead to the equity markets continuing to remain quite strong.
You mentioned inflation, the quarterly numbers out of Australia, CPI coming out on Wednesday. They might show a pickup in inflation. At the same time, though, unemployment is rising here. So how's the market viewing the potential for a rate cut come Melbourne Cup day here?
Yeah, this is a really interesting moment in time because the inflation numbers will tell us a lot about what is happening at the moment. I put the chances of a rate cut come Cup Day at around 40 to 50%. So, in other words, it's possible, but something you shouldn't count on. As you allude to, inflation is generally on the lips of most investors at the moment. And with unemployment, possibly rising, that will be somewhat a dampener in regards to the RBA's decision to lift rates. Let's talk the opposite scenario. Of course, I say interesting time because, of course, they will meet in December. And then, of course, the next time they meet will be early February. So chances are there could be quite a bit that happens. And I think a lot of market watchers will be looking at the RBA moves over the coming months.
Okay. Can we touch on two key themes over the past week to get your take? Critical minerals, i.e. rare earths in particular, and gold, because values have been surging recently and to some extent are pulling back. What's your take?
Well, the fact of the matter is that it's very difficult to predict things at the moment, except one, that technology will become more and more a part of our daily lives, and two, no one actually knows what's going to happen in the near term. So that's perfect for things like rare earths, which are used in electronics, and of course gold, which is that's a flight to safety, as it were, or sees that. Now, I mean, look, obviously, both are supported somewhat by the US government, and I think they're going to remain quite strong for quite some time. One commodity that many investors may have missed, but the traders definitely haven't, that's copper, trading at all-time highs. I mean, we know that there's going to be increased electrification of everything across the board, and therefore you're going to need that. The industrial use of copper is quite good. With the exception of very few plays here on the Aussie market, like a Sandfire, as it were, then there's we're somewhat limited in regards to our choice in regards to commodity plays here on the ASX, and therefore Some of the more traditional names are also finding a bit of favour in our view, and we think that really that commodity there will continue to shine as opposed to the others, which are a bit bubbly at the moment and can be prone to big swings in either direction.
Okay, and finally, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, well, there's a lot that we're telling them at the moment. I mean, obviously, we're looking for more statements for companies. Do tread warily, though, in regards to a lot of the miners, because whilst a lot of do actually, well, one, there's a hell of a lot of time that goes between actually finding it through to getting it out of the ground. And two, they're also more of a leverage play to the underlying commodity itself. So as we saw with Ramelius today, who downgraded their production outlook and also undermined their production by some 25% on the previous corresponding period, it doesn't mean that their share prices can't be immune to big swings to the negative side if they do disappoint. So we're telling investors that whilst there are no sure bets on the market, we're obviously keeping a very close eye on things and making sure that things are okay. And, you know, preferably the time to look at these sorts of businesses is when the bubble may have burst. So is Ramelius a possible investment opportunity now, as opposed to the others who haven't experienced the big correction in share prices? And really, we think at the moment it will be a bit of a stock pickers market, and we encourage everyone to really cross their T's and dot their I's when it comes to stock selection at the moment.
That's Elio D'Amato there from Enviro Invest, and he wraps up the podcast for this Monday. Don't forget to subscribe and like the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.